Before entering the seminary, I couldn't believe that God would actually call me. One of the thoughts that almost prevented me from coming in or even applying, did God know that I was a sinful person, full of sin? And if we look at today's readings, yes, he knows. It can almost seem harsh that God would say, or Jesus would say, to the woman of the well, "You have had 5 husbands. Because as we heard in the first reading, the Jewish people weren't getting satisfied with just regular water. They needed something more. They needed God and his grace. And there's going to be times where we are going to fail, just as the Jewish people did, the Israelites failed. But our Lord is going more in depth, saying, "I'm going to give you something more." And he thirsts for her because she was thirsting for something greater. If you've ever been to a desert, I know I have, maybe other people have too, you don't want to do anything at the noon of day, when the sun is the hottest, when the sun is beating down on you, and now this woman's going to go get water. She was there because she was shameful of herself, maybe being ridiculed by others for having now 5 husbands. And our Lord wants us to be free of that ridicule. He wants us to know that he truly loves us. As he loved that woman, he loves us too, and wants us to be free of our sinful nature and to turn to him when we are thirsty, to turn to him when we commit sins, to turn to him in our unforgiveness of ourselves or others, to turn to him with our issues. Our Lord wants us to go and complain, but we can't do that if we don't pray ourselves. We can't do that if we don't let go of our sinful past. We can't do that if we hold on to sin. And that's what our Lord is getting about today. In today's gospel, is that we need to turn to him. He thirsts for us, thirsting for us to grow in faith, thirsting for us to show love to our neighbors, thirsting for us to show mercy to others. And that's the thirst that our Lord has for us. He wants us to turn to him, to believe in him, and to be like this woman. "Jesus told me everything that I have done." It's not a badge of dishonor or "here's your sign" type attitude. It's a sign that our Lord is telling her and telling us to step up, to receive our Lord in his very body,